The comedy festival is such a rich time of year in Melbourne. There are choices galore. There are sporting choices. And one man who has now long been at the centre of that is Titus O'Reilly. And it was irresistible not to invite him back into the studio. Titus, welcome back to SEN.
Good to be back.
What's your show?
Well, my show, every year, mine's called Better Living Through Sport. Mm-hmm. Because obviously sport's more important than the rest of life, so it can inform your other decisions. And every year I get to this time of year, I'm thinking, what am I going to talk about? Last year I had the ball tampering scandal break the week of the show starting, so I still send Cricket Australia a bunch of flowers every week. And this year I'm thinking, what's going to happen, you know? And the AFL have given me a lot through AFLX, which I'm eternally grateful. But then Port Adelaide announced last week that they're in... releasing a Tinder-style app just for Port supporters.
No.
So only Port supporters can date each other, which I think is so great because, one, I understand why they're doing that because the danger of hooking up with a Crow supporter. You know, if you can battle that risk with technology. And so they've done that and they've set it up. And I also think the rest of the gene pool is saying thank you if they're only going to date within themselves.
Is the footy world making it too easy for you, Titus?
Well, they are. It is a good... I mean, the dating app's the perfect example because Melbourne have had that for years. It's called going to private school. That's how you just meet Melbourne supporters. But I keep waiting for them to stop, but they keep giving me material all the time.
Tell me about, so this time of year, I imagine it looms rather large for you. I suspect, is there pressure to go, okay, so I've locked into this amount of dates.
Yeah.
You've got a standard now. I think people have an expectation around what you'll deliver. How has your comedy festival experiences changed from year to year to leave you to here?
Well, you know, you worry that you're going to have a sort of an Essendon-style start sometimes, but it sort of isn't too bad. Like, you kind of work out what works. You'll go and do... I do a lot of speaking gigs and stuff during the year, and you sort of get an idea of what's funny and what's not. I find if I ever stray too far from AFL... I lose the audience in about 2 minutes.
Right.
So you kind of get what they want. They want you to bag their team, basically. And I came off last night and some St Kilda supporters bailed me up and said, you didn't bag us at all. And I was like, well, I didn't. They sort of, that was their complaint. Great show, but you didn't get stuck into us.
Do people come in club colours at all? Is there the odd scarf?
Yeah,
the
there's often the scarves. Yeah. And often people come after a game. So it depends whether they've had some Bulldogs fans in after their win the other. That was a great crowd. Yep. I could have just said anything. I'm tempted just to put the replay on. They were thrilled.
How many shows do you do?
23.
So 23 nights.
Yeah, every night but Wednesday through to the 21st of April.
What's the physical sensation of doing the show?
Well, you kind of, the thing I didn't realise is, you know, we've done this a few years now, right back to the dawn of AFLX, I've been doing this show. And, you kind of have this adrenaline build up during the day. It's not really nerves, it's just focus. And then you get on stage and you have this rush and you have the endorphins and you come up and you're all energized, so you have trouble sleeping. And so you have that grind through the whole, what you know, the whole week. And then suddenly you just have this moment where it ends and all that's gone and you go a bit crazy, you know. It's a bit, you don't know what to do with yourself. I imagine it must be the closest I can get to, with it must be like retiring from footy or something, where, you know, they all go a bit mad and you're suddenly Brian Lake being arrested in Japan.
I do rather love the idea, Titus, that so you poke fun in all the right places and then those people invite you to do official functions. So the idea that you would be at, say, the official pre-game function at one of the games.
Yes.
That must blow your mind just a little bit.
It is strange. I did the AFL function at the grand final last year and I had at the table in front of me, it was, you know, Eddie Maguire, Richard Goyder, Daniel Andrews, Bill Shorten, Julie Bishop, Scott Morrison. I'm thinking, gee, there's a lot of ways I could offend this whole group. So trying to steer through. But you just talk about the stuff about what we all do through the craziness of being footy fans, basically. I try and do the material to fit that room a bit more. But we're all mad footy fans. I think the true sports fans, we all know, we get what people who aren't sports fans don't get is we believe in it wholeheartedly. We're incredibly passionate about it. But we do understand we're mad.
Yep.
We do. We've got that level of insight. We know that the idea that your whole week's mood is based around how well a bunch of 20-year-olds blokes go on the weekend is just crazy. You know, if it was another area of life, if you just picked another random group of 20-year-old blokes and decided, well, I hope they have a great night out at the nightclub. And if they don't, you don't go, this has gutted me for the rest of the week. But we do with footy, and it's just, it's completely nonsensical.
Do you think, so the growing intensity in footy, which has happened sort of year on year across, I suspect, a decade, has it made the capacity to poke a bit of fun at it and to remember to laugh at it every now and then even more cherished?
Well, I think there's two. One, a lot of the media, as we've seen now, are ex-players. So you get this, you know, the boys' club around it is very entrenched around it. So you get, that just means that it's not all bad. It just means you get a very similar viewpoint of football. And then as it's become more a business and more commercial, more powerful, it's just set for satire because more people care about it than politics.
Yep.
You know, and there's a rich vein of political humour in Australia. So people actually care and know more about this than any other thing. I mean, I think if you add up the political parties, they've got about 20,000 members of the major ones signed up paid. I mean, that would be a failed AFL club. You know, they'd be thinking of moving you. So that's the level of interest you have.
When you watch the footy, is it the search for material or is the fan still in there that is wholehearted first and then, oh, that's not bad either?
Yeah, no, it's when I'm watching Melbourne, it's all passion.
Yep.
It's completely, like, the thing is Melbourne always give me the material because they just crush my hope every single year. So you kind of have that thing. But, yeah, I'm totally one-eyed for it and I can't handle when it's going badly.
So this is a rickety start to the season.
Oh, it's, I actually went over to the Perth Stadium for the prelim and it was so horrible that the Eagles supporters were being nice to me.
Right.
Which was, that was all you needed to know about how horrendous it was. They kept coming up and saying, you okay? And it was like a self-help group surrounded by Eagle supporters. They weren't booing or anything. It was that bad. So then this start's been pretty brutal. And I'm trying to see that there'll be an end to it, but I'm not sure.
Yes, you've got your little support group. And no, it'll be all right. It'll be all right.
Well, we're all hanging on Melbourne supporters to the idea that all these players are underdone from surgery mm-hmm. and that we're all just, they're all going to start clicking. And you saw against Geelong, when you're going inside 25 more times than your other team, but only kicking 6 goals and they kick 20, you kind of think, well, if they could just actually not bomb it in. You know, every fan thinks they could fix the...
Yes.
Yes. But every Melbourne supporter I know says, stop bombing it in. Every single one says it. We all know it. And you sometimes wonder, why don't the coaches know what we know? And then you probably assume that Simon Goodwin's yelling at his players, stop bombing it in just as much as we are.
Knee-jerk Monday, which is... It's beautiful because it's just not that far removed. Do you have to actually sometimes make sure you go extreme enough so that you're not... Sometimes there's a more extreme knee-jerk than what you could put out there.
Oh, this is the thing. I try and overreact to results and then, you know, you guys on the footy media all try and trump me every time. It's started off as a joke and yep. Now it's the calmer version, I think. So it's that thing, isn't it? We all have to say what happened. And fans do it too. People say the media overreacts. But you go into any workplace and chat to everyone and, you know, I mean, I was talking to some Essendon supporters and like, we're done. We'll never win anything ever again.
Yep.
Like, not just for this season. They were like, this is it, you know. We need to do, you know, maybe move, I don't know. You know, that's how down they get. So everyone does it. And then we have this amazing ability to then almost forget the trauma and go again the next week.
The collective footy memory lasts 7 days.
And we have that hope. I mean, I've been in this my whole life with no success and I still have hope that it's going to all pay off. It's like waiting for this inheritance, Melbourne. It's like, and the longer it goes, you hope, you know, no one's died since 1964. So you kind of hope that it's just this massive payoff. And I tell you what, if we win a premiership and I don't feel that great, if it's just a bit of like, oh, that's a relief,
yes.
I've wasted my entire life. It better be the greatest feeling in the history of time. It has to be better than having kids, getting married. It just has to be because I've put less effort into all those things than I have following the D's.
What are your favourite times, Titus, after you've done a show and it connects with people and people want to hang around and talk to you before you leave?
Oh, it's just hearing everyone tell you their stories of every – it's all they all tell you their footy heartache. stories, you know, the stuff, the games, when they miss the good games, when they're at the bad ones, the lengths people will go to. We were talking to someone last night and they had a wedding on a prelim night. So they got their phone and hid it in the flower display and were streaming the entire prelim final. And a guy they didn't even know sat next to them, and the two of them watched the whole thing. And then the next morning, the bride came up to them, and they thought they were in trouble and said, I just knew you two were going to get along, and look, you all night thick as thieves, chatting away, and this is what weddings are about, bring people together. And they're like, yeah, no, he's a great guy. They barely had spoken to each other the whole night.
That's what footy's all about. How much of the show changes across the run?
A little bit. Probably about, you know, 85% of it would be there on night one, and then the audience let you know the bits that are, it's not, people sort of think with comedy like you bomb, but often it's bits will be really good and other bits will be like, it's okay, and you think, oh, I can come up with something a little bit better or add something. And often fans will yell out stuff and you'll react to that, all that various stuff. So, you know, I had a joke the other day about, you know, in the off season, the worst thing in summer is having to talk to people about non-football things. And I talked about how a neighbour I know, and we usually talk about Essendon, but because we couldn't in the off-season, he started to talk about his divorce and how tough it was on him. And I said, you know, and the bit I said on stage is, you know, every fibre of my being wanted to just say, how do you think the Bombers will go next year, just to change the topic? And then I said, you know, is your wife leaving you because you're a Bomber supporter? That would make sense because the family court take a dim view on that. And this guy yells out in the crowd, I'm a Bomber supporter. And I said, oh, okay. And he said, yeah, and I was in family court today. And I said, are you serious? He said, yes. I said, who does your wife barrack for? He said, Collingwood. And I said, we're all pulling for you.
Very nice. So Better Living Through Sports, the Imperial Hotel. That's a great venue for it. The corner of Spring and Burke Streets until April 21st.
Yes, I think tonight's almost sold out. I think there's about three tickets left tonight, but it's selling fast. So I think the last year or the last week or so all sold out. So get in quickly if you want to come along. It'd be great to see everyone. And I'm always easily convinced to have a drink with people afterwards.
Put your scarf on and get down there. Comedyfestival.com.au, frontiertouring.com. Titus, great to see you.
Good to see you too.
Enjoy the show. Titus O'Reilly with me on SEN.